Who took the toffee from the teacher's table? Actually, nobody. The teacher was too broke to afford toffee for anybody to steal. So, nobody. Welcome, people, to another exciting episode of the Sincerely Craft Podcast. Yes, we are back in this gig. It's another Monday. Of course, that's for those of you who listen always on time and not like, you know, the omnivores people. Some of you say, oh, we are waiting for it to compile. Some of you listen to it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We may love. Wait, how does that song go? That Craig David song. Met her on Monday. Took her for drinks on Tuesday. We were making love on Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, chilled on Sunday. Yes, so it's a new week. Come on. I want to give a quick shout out to my co-creator, of course. My co-creator, Mr. Kwame Asantiofori. And of course, the Gold Coast Report. That's the premier podcast hosting network in the whole Ghana. Oh my. Guys, we're back. Oh my. 2 weeks has come and gone so quickly. I must say, I am really exhausted. This is the part where we are supposed to talk about what's trending, right? And let me tell you something. I'll be very honest with you. I have been so busy. I've been so out of the loop. I don't know what is giving out in the streets of pop culture and entertainment. I don't know what is giving. Well, I have a fair idea of what is giving in, like, you know, general news, politics, and stuff like that. I know Galamsey is Galamseying more than has ever Galamseyed before. Girl, Galamsey is eating the bitches up. I'm sorry. If this was a ball, Galamsey would get tens across the board. Because every other day, I am seeing that, you know, Galamsey is just, you know, turning on its own, is doing something new. You know, there are casualties and all of these kind of things. I actually saw a tweet from somebody that was saying that they are afraid that Galamsey is going to get to a point where it's kind of like, you know, like Escobar and the drug cartel and everything, where they actually had politicians and stuff in the pockets because it was such a booming business that nobody can actually like stop it. And then they were killing people and all those kind of things, you know, like how the whole drug cartel, Escobar and things like, they actually think, because listen, there are no jobs and this just nobody can convince these guys to stop. Just nobody. It's not even their own friends and workers getting stuck in manholes. It's not innocent people, you know, the pregnant lady that lost her life in the water closet because it caved in. None of that shit. Even take it as far back as the late soldier, Mahama. They killed that man because he was trying to stop. Like, listen, I don't know what we're going to do. Galamsey is just, you know, she's a beast. A beast! And it is really, really bad because, you know, things are just, it's affecting water bodies, it's affecting drinking water and all of these kind of things. But I don't know, you know, much like everything else, it's always like talk. Pano, yafre pano, nan krofabe kasa, in the ASA. And before you realize, it turns to partisan politics. I saw a clip, I think Parliament called an emergency hearing. And then there was a guy that literally stood up and said, you have done more Galamsey than us, or something like that. Something along those lines. And I'm saying, yay, Edia Simcrini. Everything is, and I, this party, this one did one. Oh, when are we going to care about the people? Every time somebody's trying to score points. It's just really frustrating. But anyway, in a little bit of a personal news, today's Beyonce's birthday. I'm recording this on September 4th. Yes, Beyonce's birthday. Also, Kofi Glass's birthday is today, and my good friend Joseph Otu. So shout out to you guys. But anyway, guys, so I'm running a marathon in about 2 days, the Millennium Marathon. I have always wanted to do a marathon. Back in high school, I used to do long distance running. I used to go, I think 1,005 meters, kilo, I don't know. Look, when it comes to those measures and things, the minimum crowd, minimum, the place is 5 kilometers somewhere. I'm like, who are you telling me? Bruh, you better mention some landmarks. You know, tell me that's all you work, sir. Last year, a couple of people on the TL did, and I was like, oh my God, you know, Eduji, I forget, Ivy's husband, I forgot his name. But anyway, so I was like, I'm going to do it. And I signed up for it, and I have not trained at all. Today was the first time I went for a run. I was able to do 12 kilometers in about 1 hour, 29 minutes. Apparently that's impressive, because Eduji's kind of like my coach. So I'm like, Eduji, he's been running for like months now, and I haven't. I've just been really busy. And, you know, so I went for my first run today, Wednesday. And we're running on Saturday. By the time this episode comes out, the marathon will be over. And we'll know whether I finished or not. I'm really hoping that I do finish. And like I said on my Instagram, I'm not even scared. It's not a do or die affair. I'm just like really looking forward to doing something, because, you know, because it's one of the things I wanted to do for myself. And, you know, this is just for anybody out there, you know, in the time that we have, because we have a very short, limited time span on this earth, I am taking the initiative to honor myself and the things that I want to do for myself. You know, I don't want to sit and think through it too much. If I feel it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do the things that I need to do to make it happen. And that's just something for you guys to also just, you know, put it in your council. You know what I mean? Be about it. Do when you want to do something, just do it. You know, perfect conditions. Look at me. I'm not trained. Somebody say, oh, you're naturally fit. But, well, you know, that's just an analogy. Anyway, guys, that's all I have, you know, because like I said, my ears are not to the ground. But even when I started talking, I just remembered I have so many things. Isn't it crazy? Welcome to the podcast, guys. Stick and stay.
Let's start what we have come into the room to do. Right on. Here goes. 1, 2, 3.
Question, tell me what you think about me. I buy my own diamonds and I buy my own rings. Only ring your celly when I'm feeling lonely. When it's all over, please get up and leave. Question, tell me how you feel about this. Try to control me, boy, you get dismissed. Pay my own car note and I pay my own bills. Always 50-50 in relationships. Hey!
All right. So on this very episode, you know what it is? We are doing a follow-up to our conversation with the guys. Yes, we spoke to some men on the last episode, talking about how they are navigating Accra as men. What are the means and ways that they are, you know, keeping their head above water and all of that? And we promised a part two, which was a follow-up with the women. And today we are delivering that to you. We had a very interesting conversation with these three women. And I'm just going to let you guys get into the episode. And, you know, we'll catch you on the other side. It's a really good episode. We had fun. Shout out to the girls. Girlies, shout out to the girl. They know what happened with this episode. It was a little bit of, you know, technicalities, but we pulled through. We always deliver, you know. We're always on time. We give you a heart. Now you better be ours. All right, guys, this is Navigating Accra as a Woman. Let's get into it.
I just wanna visualize and fantasize in your eyes. Oh my God, no, see you be pretty, but I drew me say I wanna get you out of my head, like, but you got me like, what? Oh my God, oh my God, see if I face it, looking in my eyes all day. Whatever the case, my mind could take. Oh my God, oh my God, see if I face it, looking in my eyes all day.
So we're back with the second installment of our ongoing conversation, Navigating Accra. Yes. You know, the first one, we talked to the men. They told us some of the things that they are doing, how they go about it, you know, dodging. And today we're talking to the women. On the last episode, I said, heavy is the head of the man that carries a penis.
Oh.
On this one, I don't know what I'm supposed to say. I don't know.
I was just about to say that.
Heavy
is the woman that carries a D-cup.
Yeah. A D-cup. Yeah. But that excludes some people.
Yeah, so there's boobs.
Cups.
It's fair.
When you say lace fronts, men wear lace fronts now, you don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Sure.
Yeah. Vanity of vanity. But anyway, guys, yeah, so we're going to get into the conversation. As you can see, my guests are already giddy. They've already started talking, you know, don't have to do any long thing. I want to start with the person on my extreme right.
Hi. Yes. Hi, guys. So my name is Honorable of the Lifestyle Podcast.
Do you want to tell people why you're called Honorable?
I feel like politicians, look at what they do. I mean, they own a constitution.
Easy. All right. So politicians do.
Politicians
what?
Have a constituency. Look how they don't handle it. They don't usually handle it well. And I handle all this constituency well.
So that's your constituency is your whole self. So you are honorable. Okay. All right. Okay. Next to honorable, we have.
My name is Mojo. I'm a brand manager. Fuck. No, cat.
Today,
I mean, I own Juice Delight and I also own She Styles You and a brand marketer for Roof Depot Company Limited.
Yes. Yeah. For what?
Roof Depot Company Limited.
Roof Depot. Oh, so you sell roofing sheets and Zingle. You know Zingle?
I think I've heard about it, but it's just roofing.
You don't know. Gen Z. Good Lord. Ellen Zingle.
Hey. No, wait. So Mojo, no relation to the Papa of Girls. Mojo, you know Mojo Jojo?
Yeah, I think I don't watch movies, cartoons, nothing. So
you know, this is cartoons from way back. Wow.
Wow.
Grachi, Tom. Mm-mm.
Oh, I never really watched. You never watched Tom and Jerry?
How do you know about it then?
It was this girl, like, is Mojo my nickname? Because he knows of Mojo Jojo. I'm like, what is that?
So
Mojo is actually my name. My name is Mojo Inade.
Ah,
but
Mojo
like
Inade.
Pronunciation, okay. Actually.
So you're a Nigerian?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Partially Nigerian.
Half, okay, partially.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Half go. She's half go.
Did you grow up here?
Yeah.
Because you know you don't have the accent.
I did.
She has it. She'll
I
bring
do.
It.
When I'm speaking to a Nigerian, you realize, okay.
Oh, Niger.
When
I'm speaking to the soap.
Everything. My guy. You know, easy,
but it will be easy. All yeah. right. So right next to Mojo is Anissa, also known as Biorbi.
Biorbi.
I'm sorry.
That was so real.
If you're listening on audio, you're missing out. Anyway, yeah.
So I'm Anissa, popularly known as Biorbi. Biorbi is my middle name. Please, I need to say this now. Biorbi is my actual name. It's not a nickname. It's my middle name. Please. And I'm a content creator and jack of all trades. I don't do one thing. So yeah.
Period. Anyway, Biorbi does not. It does sound like a stage name. Okay. I actually thought it was your stage name.
It's given Zendaya because Zendaya is her actual name. It's her first name. Like having like, you know what? Let me not go on to a tangent. You know,
we love a tangent on this podcast. Anyway, you know what? To begin the episode, we're gonna play some vox pops that I recorded. I went out to talk to a couple of different women and asked them how they are navigating life here in Accra.
My chairman.
You have a husband?
Yes.
So that is their plan. Oh, Aria. Come on, though.
Facts.
Ah. And they're, why are you not here? Kasa, why are you not here? What about you?
Yeah.
What about you?
I rely on my brother. He's my helper.
You are one of those siblings that's always worried.
Yes, I'm a leech in his life.
Is he married?
Yes, he's married.
And you are still doing it?
Yes.
Does he have children?
Yes.
Don't you have shame?
No. Oh, mini how? My boy was kind to mini how. That's
oh boy.
How
that's how boy to me, Jawo.
Oh, if he can go, he should go and let's see.
Hey, Kayama's are not a thing.
Crazy.
Why not you?
Me call Lagos.
Hey. Lagos, Kayama's are. Honeypot.
And we are tight.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay, also watch our drink.
Bombers.
Bombers.
Bombers. That's it.
It's the bombers are here now.
I mean, I have two sitting right here.
Nah, boy, sweet.
Oh, yeah.
And they move fake you. Because not even in China. Every 2 weeks, we are registered new company. Into your show, is your bomber really a bomber?
That's a good question. Is he a bomber? Is he really a bomber?
But you really don't care where the money is coming from, eh? As long as they are bombing on you.
Yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
And they're all there easy, oh. Hombre.
My formula for surviving in Accra, oh my God. Wow. Stay home.
Stay home.
Stay home.
But you know that when you are home, you can spend more money?
Shut you, bro!
You can. The electricity goes up. Both
someone
food.
Comes, oh, mommy transporting coffee. By the time you realize, bruh, you spend more money at home than you would even when you stepped out. But yeah, I mean, Charlie, you have to have boundaries though, you know? Intuno.
Wait, I now just got what you said. Yeah. When somebody comes and they're going, you have to pay.
Work hard.
Hey, and that's what it is for work hard.
I mean, I say that because I think there's the notion that the girls are surviving on the men. Uh-huh. And so then it gives the men the opportunity to disrespect and talk anyhow.
True.
So mine is fucking work hard. Uh-huh. And then whenever they come to you and they start to misbehave, I tell them off.
Because the truth of the matter is, whether you work hard or not, you're always going to attribute your success to your business.
Exactly, exactly.
So work hard anyway,
work hard anyway. And then when you're able to work hard, then you can start. If they try to use your pussy as, you know, yeah, you did it through your pussy, you know, you stand on business, you know that you worked on your own.
Because money stops nonsense.
Oh, yeah, period.
Honestly, it's having a full time job, well paid, and a side gig for real.
Well paid, what is the range?
Hey! Question in the air.
Obi, any 2K? Yeah.
Let's say between 20 and 30.
20,000 cities and 30,000 cities. Oh, Chroma. And you're going to see $9.
I say,
I am multinational, that's a private.
I am multinational, Kakra.
Multinational. Yes, sir. So that's a well paying job, 20,000, 30,000.
Ah, and I say, bending.
Oh, Mitsia Sio by a pipe dream. And that for me, that for my kaya fa. What you say? In the whole family, they say, find a well paying job. What is that?
Side gig.
Hey.
I don't like bitch here for like the spa trips, birthday gifts, that and that.
Wait, so the 20,000 to 30,000 is not enough. You still need a side gig.
Ask yourself, how much is that in dollars?
All right. Exactly. Thank you.
My mom? Because I work for my mom.
Okay.
And then she allowed me to do like some small business in her shop. So she pays me and I make money from the business. That's what I'm doing now.
Okay. So it's not in the family. Yeah. And she gives you money?
Yeah.
Hey, why, how old are you?
24. I'm young.
Okay. Yeah. Somebody's surviving for you. You are not the one surviving.
But I'm working. I'm really shocked. See, when I leave the house, everybody's asleep. Yeah. Because we have two shops at Makola, so I have to go and start.
It will pay. Don't worry. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm just winging it too.
You are winging it. Yeah, winging. Girl, your face is beat down. This is not winging it.
No, from here. We are going somewhere else. That's why.
We are sure. We have a dog. No, not sure. Okay. You are winging it. Okay. So what kind of... Give me an example of winging it.
Oh, like, today you wake up, you know, you do what you can. Yeah, that's it. Like, you really can't plan. You can't plan for Accra. Like, Accra will happen to you, so you can't really plan. Like, I used to be a planner, trust me, and I used to be so frustrated. So I was like, at this point, yeah, like...
Wow. You have gone from being a planner to a spontaneous person.
Yes, very, very.
Because Accra is also spontaneous. Yep.
I don't know if I can completely say winging it, because I'm not that spontaneous, but I can say vibes.
This is
vibes. Let me explain.
Okay, explain.
I go with how I'm feeling today.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
So Monday, when you wake up, how are you feeling?
Oh, I'm like, today I'm feeling like I don't want to deal with the world. So like, maybe if it's a day like that, then...
Hey, why are you self-employed?
Yes.
Well, we're entrepreneurs. Honestly, I feel like you should have been giving me a different answer.
That's why it's vibes, because I've realized that same, like, I thought I literally thought I could plan everything. Like, the planning, it's not working.
Wait, what industry are you in?
Fashion/business.
Okay, who can food anchor?
Consultant.
Who can food anchor? Because I say, hey, tomatoes more. Okay. So I get it. So vibes on.
Vibes. Exactly. This month, if I'm not feeling it and I can't force myself to get up and do any... No, not the whole month. That's an exaggeration. Like a week.
Okay.
Max.
But I get it.
Uh-huh.
What's so stressful will be brain? So now, we see how we are.
But that plan can be depressing.
Stay by plan.
What is a stay by plan?
Let's say you need to budget. Okay. Yeah? Every single day, you need to do either 001 or 010. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Like, you eat in the morning, after the evening.
Exactly.
1 meal a day.
1 meal a day. Assorted fried rice. Bill never 193 Ghana cedis. Menu me hopa. Oh, yeah. Me akran se me jajo lo fu fi. Ena me ko me si me koko.
193.
What is it now? Oh, I mean, the portion was good, but now me put me kase oti akran ha to fried rice 193 cedis. Can I really? I thought tech, 10 cities, 15 cities, and then 193.
Exactly.
Hey!
Hey, it's the budget now.
So budget, no, just say the why you're tight.
I think budgeting and spending wisely.
You also said budgeting.
Even though I don't spend wisely.
Then we have special giveaways for.
But you see, the economy does not support the budget.
That's
because you can budget that the price is this and then tomorrow.
That's true. That's true. But I feel like if you budgeted, it's going to be less. Like the shock you're going to feel is less than if you actually, you know,
just wing it.
Yeah.
Hey, as a woman, bad
yeah. Hi. You have to play with people's feelings.
Well,
to what end? No, end when it's coming.
What do you mean to what end? So, what do you mean maybe? Who needs a woman? No, but Bema no betia. Obetada.
Obetia.
You two, what's your formula?
Mini formula, sir. But I think I like the play with people's feelings part.
Hey, Obidio. Don't steal from
me. Obidio, I don't know. So, what do you mean? Hey, like.
So
I'm sitting by somewhere and you've come. So why not? Let's play.
Okay, I see. The end just find the means.
Well,
one swear.
I agree with the play. It's reparations. Men are terrible people. So if we play, we are just balancing the scales. It works. It's for world peace.
But Mrs. Shea, I'm be saying men anymore.
Men, women. Women, women, go and they are men.
Baby, I just got to a car 2 days ago. That's how I keep my head above the water.
My
I don't be staying
away.
Here. Yes, and coming back to reset, to refocus.
Where are you coming from? Can you tell us?
Oh, well, I was in LA, in Chicago, in Columbus.
Girl, the people want to listen to the podcast, they'll be so upset. They'll be like, who is this fancy bougie bitch?
Okay, let me actually answer it correctly.
Okay, uh-huh.
Okay, so I think I do that by keeping a good system, a good support system, like good
ecosystem around you.
Yes.
Okay.
So good friendship, family members, and also being intentional about who's in my life.
Okay.
I think that a lot of the chaos and noise that happens is because you have chaotic people in your life. If you don't have chaotic people in your life, you're not going to experience chaos and toxic.
Are you in therapy?
Honestly, babe, I think that God has given me the grace for therapy. But I did go to therapy many, many years ago when I was in high school. I was a troubled kid.
I love the insight you just shared.
No, but seriously, that's what it is. It's all about who's in your circle. Because I don't have any friends that were fighting over someone's man or like, you know, like I don't have none of that. I don't have none. Every single one of my friends are just like me. Entrepreneurs.
And they fly out when they can.
They fly away when they can with their own money. We don't wait for nobody to buy us stuff.
Look at formula. Formula no day. Young Kongwa
says thing. We'll be afraid of Oko.
Yeah, Kosa.
Munja!
All right.
Oh my god.
Okay. You said you have to, there's no formula. You just move. Defe. Okay. Honestly, one of the things that really stuck out to me was spending wisely and then the bomba thing. I think by virtue of the fact that we are in a global and economic recession, there's nothing like spending wisely. Cause like last month, you used to buy one tomato for 5 cedis.
Yeah.
You literally give 20 cedis and that's it.
Yeah.
You get 4. Into by that virtue, how are you spending wisely? Yeah. What stuck out for you guys?
I mean, the fact that the other woman was saying she winging it. I mean, there's no plan because you plan and I call plan for you. So basically winging it. If today comes good, you have the money, you spend it. Tomorrow, you just sit at home and think of how to make the money next. I don't know. That's how I do it.
I think I side with the one who said stay home. For real though, like you guys stay home. Cause Accra is really expensive nowadays. And I'm not even talking about just going out, the transportation, where you're going, the events, the expectation, like for you to eat, drink, everything. So just stay home. Even though the bills will be much, it's better off than going out to spend so much.
The bills that you incur while you stay home is less than when you go out.
I think so.
High electricity is better than stir fry 190.
Imagine, you are buying 193 and then you are spending like just
transport,
probably like 1 hour. You take transport to where you're going to eat the food.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to take water. But if you're in the house, the bill will not even be up to 50 CDs, like the electricity bill and everything, because maybe you're just doing some small Netflix and chill in your house. You get some
popcorn. That one, that's if you don't add both foods.
Yeah. But I cook a lot. So.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, the most annoying thing is, like she said, like you've cooked, right? And you are going somewhere, okay, you were supposed to go and spend like maybe an hour or two. Then it ends up being 5 hours and now you're hungry.
You're hungry.
And it's going to take you about an hour or two to get home. So now you have to buy food. And then your only options are 193 CDs.
No, there are better options, cheaper options. It's you want to go to those big restaurants.
And they had the 20 cities in the Todokono.
Wow.
Kenke and Fish used to be a 5 cities affair.
Yeah.
It used to be a 5 cities affair. So I don't know.
The good old days.
Watcher used to be 2 cities.
Really?
Watcher used to be 2 cities.
Yeah.
See, Watcher, we start from 8 cities.
Hey, but where be?
8 cities.
Yeah.
Complaining.
Why?
Why? Where do you start from?
So where do you start from?
They are starting from 10 cities, 15 cities. And the 10 cities, it might not be enough for you.
Yeah.
So you'd have to buy probably like 15 cities. The protein they're going to get. Egg is 5 cities. You can't eat just watch it with egg. Maybe some small gari.
That's why you have to add the thalia. The thalia, you buy like 4 cities. So we'll pack it for you. Then you add gari. You're not waiting it to me.
You can't even buy gobe 10 cities.
No, you can't. What's that going to do? But that's why I put gari on everything. No.
Really?
That's what I don't like gari in my watch and everything. It's your loss. My gari to me.
You're not putting gari on watch.
Don't you like a little crisp?
Crispy crunch.
Roasted cassava flakes.
Growl.
Doesn't hurt anybody.
Yeah.
All right, so let's start with your living condition. I moved out February last year.
Really?
And bro, I've never been as broke as I was last year. Last year, I hit bottom barrel. I'm telling you. It was like, Sebusume Anso Ama. Like, if my paycheck doesn't come, I can't move. You know? And so it was quite tough. And I feel like I had a friend that used to always say back when I was like younger, 25 or whatever, you'd be like, oh, if you don't move out, you're not going to be ginger to do anything. And after a year and a couple of months of moving out, I actually agree. Cause now, I'm looking for money viciously. Okay, you know what I mean? And so I want to know how many of you are living at home and how many of you are living on your own?
I'm living with my mother.
I live alone.
You live alone.
Yeah.
Why did you move out?
Cause of work.
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, as she said, it makes you very financial. Like, it gives you the financial thought. Like, when you are trying to spend right now, if I'm trying to spend, I'm like, hey, rental, hey, bill. Like, I'm so financial conscious of myself. Like, anything I do, I'm like, hey, this, I can use it to pay some bill.
Listen.
I can use
this. I know the equivalent of almost everything. Like, if I go and go to buy, let's say, coffee broke one, which is now like 7 CDs for one.
Yeah. Wow. Small.
Yes. One roasted plant is now 7 CDs. Yeah,
it's a rip off.
Yeah. I'll immediately start thinking, how many tomatoes can I get with this 7 CDs? Like, I'm always doing a conversion of something else.
What really costs? Yeah. Taking that one for the other. I mean, I feel you on that one, but the roasted planting, they are rip off. Look, the whole bunch of banana itself is not that expensive. When it goes to market.
No.
So they're selling it at dark prices. It's a bad thing to do. It's like they're not their part of helping us fill the economy.
No, the
thing economy.
Is, sometimes if you go to the market and you're trying to even buy these stuff, like the whole
bunch.
It's expensive not in the market. So assuming the person is buying a bunch for like maybe 100 CDs and it's the person's coming to roast it, like
no, when they are buying, they know them, they'll produce it. I know.
But I think a lot of things goes into it because when you went by, the transportation that you take, that's all of that. Yeah, but honorable. So you, what's your living condition?
I live with my family.
You also live with your family, so you're not paying rent.
But I pay in other ways.
In other ways.
In my sweat and blood.
Yeah, like come and take the remote for me.
Never mind this.
Yeah, dishes in the same.
The dishes, yeah, me have relegated it to
My
little sister.
Okay.
You handle the day. But I do clean the dishes sometimes.
Okay. Are you the last one?
First and last.
Oh, you're the only one.
Yeah.
So you're the only one doing all the chores. You can't be sharing anything.
I don't have a choice. I have a little adopted sister. So she'd be like, Sister Anissa, should I come and help you wash the dishes? I'm like, oh, sweet girl, watch them and come and tell me when I'm in my room.
I hate people that like, if they want to help you, they ask. If I'm doing something, you come and do, oh, should I help you? you don't want to help me.
Be for real.
You don't want to help me. I would rather you see me washing dishes. You just come in and you like, I feel like when
really?
You, it's a performance. Honestly. It gives performance to me. Should I help you?
Honestly, like, I like you to ask me. I don't like want you to help ask. Me to I be honest.
I generally ask people because the people in my house, I also live with my cousin. She prefers to just, she gets up and does things like you say.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like she's doing it in her own way. Like if I'm doing something in my own way, you just barge in, it will piss me off because I'm doing it in A. Maybe you prefer to do it in B. If you ask me, then we can compromise at B or C. Not, but if you just come and it's like,
dip your hands in water.
I'm like, please. Relax.
No, when it comes to chores, please. If I'm sweeping, bring the sauce, that's pan. Come in, fish yam in here. Do you guys think that living alone is like, is better financially? Oh, sorry, living at home is better financially. Those of you that live alone. Cause I don't live at home, so media, I know. Living alone, is it better at home? Sorry, is it better financially?
I think it is. When you're living alone, you can accumulate the money, save, because you're not paying rent, light, yada, yada, yada.
Mm.
But if you're living alone, I'm assuming you're paying all this by yourself.
Mm.
Right? Because now I don't pay rent and I want to pay rent because I like the thrill and feel of it. Not rent, Shea? like
you want to pay like a woman. The thrill of it.
Yeah, like me too. I pay rent light in this
that
house.
That is
okay?
The craziest thing I've
heard. To. I want to
pay rent for the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Girl, you're looking for a thrill?
Thrill. It's nice, isn't it? Like, I'm hearing you guys, I pay the rent. I'm not.
What's the thing about that? Yeah, the whole year you make money to go and give it to somebody.
If only she knew.
Don't worry there. And you know the annoying thing about even renting somebody's house, when the door handle breaks, you are the one paying. Whether you contributed to it or not, you will fix it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I remember from the Vox Post, somebody was talking about having a bomba. Mm. You guys have a bombas?
No, God.
God is our bomba.
Your bomba.
I'm my own bomba.
Are you sure?
Mm. Yeah. Oh.
But bomba, I'm not even a bomba self.
Bomba can be out. Consider mine as my parents. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My mom, cause there are times that my mom be like, Ewa, it's bomba fee. Budget food stuff. I'm a young girl. So sometimes I'll go home. My mom has everything and I'll just go and bring it to my house. So I don't buy grocery for the month. And I'm saving like 2,000 CD for not buying a grocery. Uh-huh. So one way or the other, it's
it takes you 2,000 to buy groceries.
Did you see that? I'm like,
no, cause.
Why is it for the month?
No, for the year.
No. She's not only for them. You see, sometimes you buy and then you have to restock just petty things. Like, I'm buying a bag, I'm not buying just a little. So, a bag of rice can be there for like 6 months or more. Like,
you buy 5 kg or the big one?
It's 25 kg.
Okay.
That's what I'm assuming,
Yeah, 25 or 50, depends.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, my mom does that too because she says it's expensive.
I eat rice a lot. Because, you see, sometimes when I'm going to work, it's
now, if you don't eat rice, what will you eat?
I swear.
What will you eat?
What's the option?
A quick meal, so quick, I have a lot of meal like rice and when I'm going to work maybe I'll just cook rice. I have stew already, so
yeah
I wouldn't spend so much when I get to work.
That makes sense.
And it fills you. But on the conversation of bomba, so you guys are, your parents are your bombas. What about you?
Yeah, my parents are my bomba.
Hey, yo, man.
Shout out to mommy.
I must ask, as women well, being in love is a disease, you don't want to say. I wanted to ask you guys, as women, would you say that being in a relationship is a financial plan that works?
I would say for some, because I can't speak for the other two. I can't speak for everybody.
Please speak for us.
Because the general consensus, like when you look online, the stereotype now is you have to buy this, you have to pay for this, you have to do this, and the onus is all on the man. So could it be that a financial plan that works as a woman is to be in a relationship with, you know,
me personally, I genuinely disagree because you're not married. Even marriages are not even
secure.
Yeah. You're in a relationship and you're going to put all the onus on the guy to provide for you. Like, honestly, do you? I'm not even judging, but you break up. People break up. Like me, I'm a true hater. You guys should break up. And then you'd end up having to look for another man to provide for you. Girl, go and get a job. Have you, like, as Kim Kardashian said, nobody wants to work these days. Like, oh my God.
Ah,
please go and get their job.
No, but
so animated. There's also strategy. You don't necessarily even have to be in a relationship. You can have things. You can have things. This is the one I call when I want to go eat at fancy restaurants. Yeah. This is the one I call when I need to.
Their names in a particular way.
Yeah.
I feel like
you don't think that is a good financial plan as a woman.
Have a plan B. I feel like you should have a plan B. Okay. Because nothing is ever permanent, especially with human beings. Mm-hmm. He may not provide for, it may get to a time he may start asking you for stuff you probably cannot do.
Like what?
I cannot say, please, I'm not in that situation. So
I'm just saying, like, if you're with somebody that provides for you every time that you need it, and then they come to you and they also need help, I'm just wondering what kind of things that they will ask you that you cannot do.
Running errands. Aside the usual. I'm assuming.
You can't run errands for your man.
No, I'm saying I could run errands, but okay. I'm not going to tower in that lane. I'm too egoistic for that, to be honest. Like, come on. If I could, I mean, it's nice. So I'm not saying if you give me my own thing.
Yeah.
Right now, if you give me my own thing.
But
if it's like, I'm relying on you as a job. So every morning, give me, I don't think it works.
It's very
for
hard
me.
I'm a very low maintenance person.
All the women independent. Mojo, can you relate?
I'm not independent. I'm not.
You are independent.
Yeah. Oh, no. I have a job.
Uh-huh.
I own a business.
Many jobs, yes.
So at the end of the day, the petty things I can provide for myself, I can, whether a man is in the picture or not.
Mm-hmm.
But as a man, you know, they say person is small, 2K to their face something. You see, it's actually very nice, but I wouldn't say it gives the financial security because you're in a relationship. Like, it's mandatory. The person give you money. No. The boys, you people don't give them more. If you don't have, you don't have.
If you're the NSS.
Because love is not only about me. I go in for the love. Yeah.
Only.
It's contagious, Charlie.
Yeah.
Oh. Somebody has never like not gotten or not ticked your box because of their financial status.
Not really. No. Consider it though. Cause I'm doing very well for myself. Not come in the picture and be like, babe, you not give me this 2K. I don't get to. Okay. But at least if you are, I'm not saying it's compulsory for you to provide, but if you give me, thank you. But it's not like something really up there for me. I look at other things.
See. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Because you might not really have a lot of money, but you're putting in so much effort. Like, I have a business. Yeah. If you are promoting it. You are helping me shoot videos. Like, you know, it's a sort of assistance. Hey,
proper lover boy, lover girl relationship. Aww. She really in there.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. So before we move on to the next segment of the conversation, I just wanted to have this one as well. There's a general misconception. Anytime people see women who are doing well, you know, when the guys were here, what I was getting from our conversation is that when they see guys that are doing well, there's a general assumption that, you know, dubious means, fraud, those kind of things. I realize that when it comes to women, anytime they see a woman that's doing well, the general assumption is that she's working the walls.
Yeah, it's a man.
So it's still, every time it's a man.
She's working the walls. And a lot of Majora and Minora have been introduced to a lot of things.
Oh my God.
So that's a general assumption. How does that make you guys feel? Like, when you're working hard and you're trying to achieve the things that you want to achieve.
Let me just simplify this.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's not everybody that is like, I won't say your mommy, but there are women who are really working hard. Example, me. Let me put myself as an example.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wake up as early as 3 a.m. to start cooking to deliver to people. Maybe I'm not showing those things online as everybody wants to see. Because imagine if I have order for like 100 people and I'm cooking alone.
Mm-hmm.
What time will I have to go and pick up a phone that, oh my God, I'm cooking for... No. But if you see me pop out one day with a Benz, be like, this girl is a man. Oh, is it? No, you shouldn't.
Showing the fruits of your labor.
It becomes she's getting the support from someone. Like, come on, mate. There are women that are working extremely hard. Sometimes you wake up in the morning, you go to the market and you see women, like a lot of women going up and down just to make living very easy. And then you just see them conclude that, oh, it's a man. Oh, she's doing that. Do same. If it's a man, find one. If it's an old sugar daddy, find some. Now you need to know, get sugar.
When they get sugar, it's to find your own sugar. Like, for real though, like, it really pisses me off. I remember I saw a video and they're like, oh, I don't know, there's this Snapchat influencer, Dorsey. Oh, she's doing men. Do some. Like, we literally see her post every time. Mm-hmm. She's taking 20,000 for deals and everything. And you see her buy a car and you're like, oh, she's faking it. She's fake too.
So basically, you're do some.
Do some.
It'd be easy, do I'll make
just feel
see.
Like it's the jealousy for me.
Right.
It's the jealousy for me because you may not be getting that opportunity. There are women that even get up, oh, you're so beautiful, take this money. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
that really happens.
Don't you get, like, let me be honest, like, beauty benefits. Sometimes you can even go out, you're eating, oh, your bill is being paid by this man. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean you've really done anything, but it's just maybe, oh, a nice guest shop.
It hasn't happened to me yet, but
don't worry. Maybe because you don't go out most of the time.
To be honest, I don't eat out. I tell you, I have low appetite. I don't really like this.
I have low appetite. It's not a medical condition.
There should be walks, things like walk in the park. I like stuff like that. Eating. It's not my thing, to be honest.
To add to what Mojo has said, sometimes too, as long as, as well as the person working, people are from good homes. People are from good homes. Yeah, like, they have their parents taking care of them. They have their parents providing for them.
Yay.
So if you feel like, oh, she's sleeping with a man, as she said, do some. Because the person may, and it's very derogatory because somebody, as she said, she wakes up, she may be waking up at 3 a.m. People don't sleep. People have eye bags. But because maybe a woman put on makeup and cover all, like, all of those things that you feel like, oh, she's doing too much. She's probably sleeping with everybody from her boss to the security.
Guys,
sleep some.
No, but, you know, it's really annoying to hear those things. So,
right.
Cause it becomes like, oh, it's just for women. What if a man also comes out with money?
No, theirs is fraud.
Theirs is fraud. And
isn't
fraud
every
is
man
more.
Is doing fraud?
No, but that's, you see, so these are some of the stereotypes that people have to deal with,
it's crazy.
You know, which leads to the next thing. So for example, as a man, what is considered like, or the markers for a successful man? You have a car, you have land, or you have built a house.
Mm-hmm.
Like in Ghana, if you die and you have not built anything, away, you didn't do anything, you know. So these are some of the, and even, also having a family, wife and kids. These are the markers of a successful man. So for women, what are the markers that people used to mark you? And
now or in the past?
Right now. And cause you know, those are part of the things that make Accra living, at least for men, very difficult because it's like, as you're going and coming, the level of respect that you get in society is dependent on some of these things. And so that's why boys, you are feeling a lot of pressure to try and do this and do that and make ends meet. So I just want to try and understand, what are some of the expectations that society places on you that makes being a woman, you know, difficult here in Accra?
It's your worry. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Someone is 25, they are still trying to navigate their, like, themselves through it. Like, they don't even have a job, they don't have anything really going on. Marry. Not just to marry. Just the test person. You like, they just see you. Hey, no worry. Hey, what up, we worry. Hey, no. Oh, spare me that for real.
Yeah, marriage, children, and you have to have a visible, successful business. I say visible because they want to see you selling and buying. Like, you have to have visible physical products that you're selling to be successful, because the moment where you have like a lot of money but they are not seeing where the money is coming from, they are not seeing where the work is coming from, it turns from, oh, she's successful, she's an entrepreneur, she's self-made, to, oh, she's sleeping around, so you have to be married because marriage adds to your value as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have kids because kids add to your value as a woman, and you have to have either a 9-to-5 or a very successful entrepreneurial business to be seen as somebody worth like
anything.
Yeah.
I remember in our earlier conversation, you attend having a nice body.
Yes.
It's another expectation.
And
honestly, going to the gym is expensive.
It's not even a gym.
In finance and in everything, physical and everything.
No, gym, it's a long process. So now people BBL. At 18 are going for liposuction.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22.
Because
like,
there's the pressure to look good.
It used to be like, oh, maybe people in the late 30s who have actually made more money.
Yeah, they've had kids.
But right now, because if you're a woman, you're supposed to pose out to have this nice ass,
big boobs.
Packaged very nicely. And it even reflects in online shops. I have seen a mannequin that has a better body than me. The mannequin had a BBL.
They have to show you the body that you are desiring and what the dress looks like on it. So that you be like, so crazy.
And even the dresses coming out is mostly for, again, I'm not judging anybody, just like a fact. Most of the outfits coming out recently, they are more for the BBL body, the figure eight body. If you have a football like me, you're not going to get your size. Size 18s are going out of stock. Size 16s are going out of stock. It's more of, oh my God, size 4, size 10, size 12. If you're a size 14, you are looked at a certain way. Mm. It's a lot. It's a lot of expectations.
Right now, it's not even called a below thick.
Yeah. The rebranding.
Right.
You know, but you know, the funny thing is I've noticed a lot of the beauty standards change as I've gone through my years. I remember there was a time when a big butt wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, it was hated.
You had to have a big breasts.
Yeah.
I remember. Then we had the whole period where it was like skinny girls wear it.
Skinny girls.
So if you watch what you might be going and listen, hey, judgment free, what you might be going under the knife to go and do today in the next 5 years is not to be commercially successful anymore.
Look at Kim Kardashian. She's removed all of the filler. She's removed all of
She got her baby hairs removed back when baby hairs were not a thing.
Really?
Yeah, she lasered them off. And then now that baby hairs are a thing,
her body is a toy for all this
a toy.
Come on. Because tomorrow you're moving her hair, she's removing her rib. Is it true? I don't know.
Oh, please.
She's like a toy for, I don't know,
the doctor.
Capitalism and everything. That goes on. I mean,
But Kim is a working woman. Kim is a working woman.
Nobody wants to work these days.
Yeah, I mean, anyway, so I'm going to ask, Honorable, how are you navigating some of the requirements of like the social requirements that you have? For example, with friendships, you know, because right now, like they say, when it's birthdays and things, we are going to birthdays without gifts. we are sometimes having to dodge weddings.
Probably.
We are praying that they don't select us to be part of anybody's bridal party because it costs so much. And it's like, you do want to show up for your friend, but you are not financially sound. Like, how are you navigating some of these things as a woman?
I mean, for me, luckily I have friends that are understanding. Like, if I don't have, I tell you. Although sometimes, like I said, I feel uncomfortable and I may not tell you. Like, just recently, I was invited over to come out and I didn't go because I didn't have money. I was thinking transport. I'm going to there. I'm going to, you know, splurge a bit, not splurge a bit, but like contribute. I'm like, I'd rather sleep at home and watch Big Brother Ninja. So I am low maintenance people. I work out people who have my range. Like I try to very keep a circle that I have focus, vision. We like to have fun, but we also, if we can afford, we stay home. And the alternative.
Yeah, I think it's really important to have, like, you know, from the Vox Pop, the woman said, make sure you don't have chaos around you. Because if you're hanging out with a bunch of poses, then you'll be stressing yourself to go and sit at certain places
to snap.
You know what I mean?
It's not needed.
And as for me, I'm very honest. I will talk about my financial problems. Not that I want you to help me, but so that you don't expect anything from me. You get it?
Yeah.
I'm telling you how maybe I can't even pay for my servicing this month. Charlie. There's no way you come and tell me that, oh, let's go to Zanzibar.
Right? That's true.
Unless you are coming to fund it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Don't be bad though.
Me, I'm sick.
Sick. You're always sick.
Put it on your health. Like,
Charlie, the way my head, they bash me. I don't know if you come on to. Because there are times too that you see, it might be a very important occasion and then maybe during the day you were very cool, but something just popped up and you had to use the money that you are taking for the event.
And unforeseen circumstances have been foreseen in all.
And then now you don't even know how to go back to the person like, oh my God, this happened. Like, Charlie, my head, they bash me. I don't know if it comes out.
It's a lot.
Maybe I should have fun. It's that simple. There are times I can't even dodge it. You just have to compromise and then go.
For example, yesterday I went for a friend's birthday and it was like very far from where I was originally. So I picked a chocho. For like to a point and then
I got down
and I looked at the price again and I picked another chocho. I had to adjust and see, and I looked at the person. I was like, okay, so I could do this. I could do, I could do this. Then I picked an Uber, so I could get to the place in an Uber.
Set it.
Because
Did anybody kill you?
Nobody killed me, and thankfully, the people like my friend, he's very understanding.
Right.
He's extremely understanding. So he's the type of person, like I say, oh, I'm not in the right financial state. And he'd be like, oh, it's all good. We can meet another day.
Yeah. I have a friend, every time, like back then, even when things were good a little bit, every time it's like, we have to go and meet at a restaurant or something like that, right? His guys is, oh, this boy, he never comes anywhere on time. But what should I? He will come when we've already finished and we have paid the bill, so that, oh, okay, you know.
You just come and drink water.
Well, I mean, it's like a strategy.
It's a proper strategy.
Yeah, because sometimes it's ridiculous. You're going to go and sit somewhere. Like, you know, you just want to sit somewhere with your friends just and chill. And then people come and then you're like,
this is why I eat before. Give us a key.
Eat home. That's the simple, this key.
So then why are you going to a restaurant?
Everybody's packaging.
Anissa is a content creator. She needs some content to post. That's what she's doing for a living. But she can't even watch Anissa. So you get home, like you package yourself, you get trusty. Imagine if you're going to maybe Alora or something, and you're coming from maybe
Nungwa. That's close.
It's too close.
Buche is far, or Madina. They pick Trotsky, you are light at Labadi and Jane. You just take one yango just to pack it.
And before you get it, you eat some yam and contumbre.
It's very nice. Make sure you're good. Do you hold like a
contumbre can't hold you. Maybe a heavy one.
Okay, with Gary.
If you guys are going to be there for like important. 5 hours, 6 hours, you don't care. You're just sipping on one coke. You don't want to if you sip
one coke for 5 hours.
Come on. It doesn't get finished because maybe you just have like 100 CDs, but I want to put out some content for your followers to see that, oh, life is good in Africa.
Girl, ready with me to go here. But as you are getting ready, then you've put the food down, you've eaten, as you get there, oh, I'd like a glass of water, thank you. You put your phone, you do all your, thank you, that's all I'll have. Then you go. That's so you don't stress yourself.
You know, right now, like trying to even eat at a restaurant before, it wasn't even like that. We used to eat home every time when we were kids.
Yes.
But now I would say
It's because of convenience, you know. Now more people are leaning into convenience. Our mothers are not cooking as much as they used to.
And our fathers
never learned to cook. So it's always one person's responsibility. But I want to talk about billing. When the guys were here, we spoke about the fact that, you know, even in talking stages, you know, I mean, a talking stage and they are billing you, right? I'm not assuming that men bill you guys. No. But are you guys billed? If so, who is billing you? Your kids.
Sometimes the kids at home. It's not even billing, but sometimes just like, you're that one sweet auntie. So you're going home, you get some snacks. I'm like, oh, Auntie Laura, thank you. And you're just trying to let them feel like, oh, you're a good auntie. But I won't say billing. You see, sometimes the reason why we bill the boys, the market's cold.
I said it. I told them it's a grading scheme.
Yeah, like a score.
So for example,
you see, there are women that are going in for men who can help them financially. So if you are billing, you are trying to see if you would be capable to do it when you are being accepted to be the man, the one.
Oh, it's like a job requirement.
Do you do this in the first week of a talking stage? Do you do this in the first week of a talking stage? At which point in your talking stage do you start testing them?
Oh, no, 1 week is too quick, like maybe 2 weeks. Oh, I was trying to get this, but I can't find my car. Can't get it for me. I don't reveal secrets. So, no, for real though. And sometimes the sad thing is these boys fall for it. But if you do not have it, make it clear.
Don't assume that they are falling for anything.
Some people know that
it is part of it. It's a bridge they have to cross.
To get
something else that they want.
Oh, yeah. That's
and so
true.
They will do that.
Everything.
But it's just that sometimes some of the bills, when Kako drew baby, then you say, this guy won't take me for idiot. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I just feel like you should know whom you're even going for the billing thing. The boy, sometimes you know that you don't have 4K. A lady has asked you for 4K. Oh, I don't have 4K. Can I give you 2,000 or something? But a person on Twitter said, yeah, he's that guy. So he
will don't want you to eliminate him. Say so you are using to market.
Not me though. Like, yeah, in general.
He doesn't want to be eliminated because obviously. He's here for a purpose.
For real though.
Yes. Barbie, I want to know from you. It was the question I was going to ask you.
Your Barbie.
Would you say that it's expensive to be a woman?
I would say me as a woman, not necessarily, but I would say generally yes, because a lot of women value maintenance, looking good in housekeeping, because there are people who they constantly have to look good, nails done, hair done, face beat, jewelry looking good. Me, my own is from Kanta, let me be clear, but people like to name brand Chanel, all of these things, they like to look good, so maintenance is usually high, and also with housekeeping, cooking. And nowadays most women want to be independent. I say most women want to be independent. They want to live by themselves. Not everyone, and everything. So here comes into play having to always make sure that you have money on hold. And that's where the whole bomber situation, having to have a roster of men constantly giving you money.
It seems like maintaining yourself as a woman, it seems expensive to me.
It is.
Because... because honestly, you cut your hair... Depending on where you cut your hair, it can be somewhere between 40 CDs to 100 CDs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it can last you for a good 2 weeks, 3 weeks. That's if you care. You can have like one pair of jeans that you can wear all the time, switch out your shirts.
Yeah.
Are women's clothes expensive?
Very,
very expensive.
Especially it depends on where you're getting your clothes from too. Mm-hmm. That's how I put it.
This is why we thrift.
Thrifts and Kantamantu.
Right now, Akwa Echen, Shein, Kantamantu. You go there and then, very random things that before you can get like 20 CDs. I'm like, well, 100, what am I missing?
Because the content creators have gone there.
Yeah, they always showing camera.
Hi guys, come with me to go and thrift at Kanmanto.
My opinion is, you see, maintenance is actually very expensive. Mm. You're getting the nails done, you're getting the eyelashes, you're getting your hair done.
That's why I've cut your hair. See, you're not going to do it again.
That's why I've locked my hair. I don't do my nails.
You're not even a Muslim, right?
Yeah.
You don't do too much.
Yes, yeah. I tell you, low maintenance. I mean, life is how you want to make it.
Yeah.
It's you that you want to look at Dulcie. I'm sorry, on Snap and how she's living her life. No, she lives a very fabulous life.
Very fabulous.
You can afford, my sister, why? Just how much is pencil if you can afford full beat makeup, lip gloss? Like, try and make this look. I always say you can find ways, maybe like why a gym like this, let's be honest, it's very expensive. But I go for sessions. So in a month it could be like 2K plus. But my session is around less than 1K. I'm good, right? I still meet the big people. How are you doing this? How you find a way to make it work?
And you don't even have to compare yourself to people. Like,
why though?
This person, this influencer has done that. Do you know the money she's getting? Maybe she's even getting all these things for free.
Who knows? Yeah. And they usually do.
That's something you need to know. A lot of these people, because it's promo.
Celebrities are getting.
Yeah. So basically, cut your coat according to your grief.
To your side.
That's it.
I
want to talk about savings. Are you guys saving? And if so, what is your saving strategy?
Ideally. She's the...
Okay.
Our in-house.
The business that's
entrepreneur slash manager.
Right now, you can save, but that money will save you like 3 days. The savings are saving.
You'll dip into it very soon. Because every day you need saving.
Yeah.
You can really
be on
on a very tight budget, like, oh, I'm going to get just this at the market. But you get and realize, oh, I needed this. I needed that.
Impulsive.
So that savings that you've already done.
Impulsive buying.
It's not impulsive.
I say impulsive because in as much as you say that, like, oh, I really need this, it wasn't in your plans to get it at that moment.
So it's impulsive.
But then when you get to the market, then you remember that, oof,
I needed that.
I need this too. Yeah. So it is impulsive.
Every day in the market is an opportunity cost.
Yeah.
Look, all my the lessons that I learned in economics is coming out. I go then I'll be like, I want to buy the money can only afford one. In P, set P, in P, out. And so you are not.
Oh, wow.
Like, you are never able to go there and completely get everything that you need, because if you are getting everything that you need, something's going to suffer during the week.
Aww. And funny thing is, you might go today, the price is 1 CD, the next morning is 2 CDs.
3.
So you can't even like save so much.
Like, it's both is 5 CD, guys.
It is.
In some places, yes.
5 CD.
5 CD.
So, Robert, you're telling me you don't have savings?
Well, I technically have a savings account.
You have an account? Yes. But is there any savings?
Yes, that's another question.
Oh my my goodness, that's so crazy. No. So for me, I have like a standing order on my bank account that a certain amount of money should be taken out and put in another account. So as long as I get a notification that that money has been removed, everything there is fair game. Yes, and that's just how I go about it. So there are times when, you know, and I have different, like I have a life insurance policy that I've taken out of my parents. And so like, so sometimes when all those things remove, what is left?
It's
my just like,
example, me, I actually do save.
Yeah.
Because I'm paying rent too.
Yes, me too. And so for me,
so
it's like,
save, who will save you?
Bruh. And that's why that's what brings me to the next topic on like the mental health of things. Because on the men's episode, I said it, I have serious anxiety now when it comes to spending. You know, when I live back at home, I wasn't responsible for certain things. Last week, my balcony door got stuck. And I told the boy that in the house, come and look at it. He said, oh, we have to change the whole thing. When they call the carpenter, it's 200 CDs. Just calling the carpenter before you come and say what we have to replace. So I know that I'm starting at 200 CDs. And you know, some of these things, it's like,
what kind of bougie carpenter did you call?
Well,
appearance fee is 200 CDs.
Oh, no, but there's a thing now.
Really? And so it's like, appearance fee. That's his appearance fee.
So it's like,
if you come and do estimate, please.
If I go the somewhere,
the corner,
and then
corner,
they say that the stir fry is 190 CDs, I say, hey, this thing can fix my door.
You see?
And so like, I don't want to spend the money anymore. So yeah. I feel that's how it affects me now. Every time, even when I'm trying to do something nice for myself, I remember the last time I bought something nice for myself.
Aww.
And I'm trying to do something nice for myself, I'm just like, hey, what is this going to cost me?
Aww.
So I just want to know, what is your mental state when it comes to surviving in a cry?
I would say it's the same as yours, because I think a couple of weeks ago, I wanted to buy something for myself, and I think it was around 100 to 150 CDs. After I bought it, I looked at it for a while. I was like, I have something in the next 2 days. Like, this thing that I've gone to buy right now, this thing I've gone to buy, it really could have solved all of my problems. Like, is my mental health really that important than the finances I need to keep? Like, it's very anxiety inducing because everything is so expensive right now. And you have priorities, you have obligations as compared to your wants.
Yeah.
So it's like, you have to always put it on a scale to see which is more important. And even when you spend on your needs, there's going to be a bigger need that will come again that you're going to be like, this need already spent on. I really should.
Once again,
have.
Economics, Adam Smith says, the human being's wants are insatiable.
You
satisfy one, a new one's
going
to pop out.
A new one is going to pop out. Yeah. And with the way our current economy is, like, new problems are coming every single day.
Crazy.
I have friends who, when they get 100 CDs, that 100 CDs is done before the day is done.
What?
Gone.
What is 100 CDs?
What is 100 CDs right now?
What is that? You know, 1,000 CDs is the new 100 CDs.
For real, though.
That's, I can be a little disagreeable. 1,000, like, I won't eat for a couple of days. Because it's very hard. And we're the new adults. And this is how we are really going
to. That's what
life.
They are saying. I don't agree.
When will we buy land? Because
land,
a piece of land.
So this is the thing, right? There's also the whole thing about some of these markets, like land and all these kind of things.
Yeah,
and
I appreciate
the fact that you are growing and you have not been able to, you are not anywhere close to being able to do something. How does that make you feel?
Age too, they were doing these things.
Yeah, they used to do these things easily.
And, like at my parents' age, they had all of us.
All of us. They were already paying school fees.
I'm like, which house? A house? I'm still living in your house.
Like you feel like, mm-mm, you are a disappointment in a way sometimes.
Technically, you could feel like that. Mm-hmm. But now, if you also look at it, we are fine at our parents' ages as well. Like, people in their 40s, they look very young. So, I mean, we have more years to catch up. Oh, yes. That's how I see it.
You are fine now.
Like, you see 40 years, people, I'm like, wow, 40 years back, they were our uncles. Like, people would give regards.
But I also feel that's a function of fashion.
But yeah,
back then they used to dress.
So meaning we can have it all at the same time, right? So maybe if the marketing scheme was to get at 30, get a land in the past, now you can push it to 40 years. Like, you know, in the past, maybe getting married at 25. Now it's not realistic, to be honest, because you're just finishing university, national service, marriage. Really? What do you know about life? So I think now they should be pushing it a bit further. So
I actually agree with you, because back then you used to, you, after sixth form, you can you just can, you know, you don't have to go to university. Yeah, they also need to change some of the things, because the land is finished. The land is finished. Some of, like, we don't want to go to Yarefa. The land is finished.
You can't afford a land at Yarefa.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. So let's change some of these expectations.
I mean, we'll be going back to our villages.
The thing is,
Accra is full. Some of us should even start moving.
You should go enjoy the scenery yourself.
That's also a point.
You don't have to post, cause somebody like me, I'm not even close to 30, and I'll be thinking about land. Let me save myself first.
Ooh. Yeah.
No, cause right now every job is literally hand to mouth.
Yeah.
Hand to mouth. So how much am I saving? Lands are like 150,000. I saw a land when I was coming this morning. A realtor posted on his Snapchat. A land. Half plot, not full plot.
How much?
And it's 150,000
CDs.
Oh, Yarefa.
CDs?
Wow. Ghana flag.
That's crazy, because I saw one at Eastlegon, 400,000.
No, Eastlegon's
are not part of
I said,
wow.
Let's just move on to the last question. What do you think can be done to make Accra more comfortable for you as women?
Oh. Well.
Reduce the pressure.
Yeah.
Reduce the pressure.
From where?
Every all size, all everywhere. Reduce the pressure.
Delete your social app, media app.
Right.
Oh, if you roll out, the pressure is there.
Yeah, it's in your face.
It's in your face. Like, let's reduce the expectations we have of everybody, especially women. Reduce the expectations you have, and also raise the expectations you have of what you think a woman can do to, but also reduce it. I say this because, when it comes to the whole women sleep around to get money, please raise your expectations more than women sleeping around. Put in your head that women can take care of themselves. Women are innovative. They can do. Our mothers were running 5, 6, 7 businesses along with their 9-to-5 jobs. Why can't you think that the girls who are the same age as you can do the same thing without sleeping around? Was your mom sleeping around? No, she wasn't. So why do you think just because other people's children are sleeping around? If somebody told you that your sister or your cousin or your niece was sleeping around, you would get angry. So why would you ascribe that to other people? That's but also true. Lower your expectations. Don't expect a woman to always be ready-made for the public. We are not mannequins. We are not toys for you to look at and feel pleasure.
But we are a piece of art too. So
yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, just treat them like human beings.
Yeah.
But also know that we have our own autonomy. We can achieve... Guy, we have somebody running for vice president who is a woman. Do you think she's left to get her way to the top?
Who did she sleep with?
No. So reduce your expectations. And also, my girly pops. Let's start working. My girly pops. Let's
the
job.
Not to, okay,
let me hear.
Yeah, what can I just speaking things, right from yeah. what she said. I think the narratives are changing.
Mm.
Except for old aunties and uncle who are still pestering us to get married, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. They are still nagging. But some of us, I mean, look, I was at the bank and the lady was asking what's my job. I said, I'm a content creator.
Yeah.
I mean, things are changing. Narratives are changing. You want to start by yourself.
It doesn't need to be a
I don't really care what the narratives are about women. Oh, you can say women sleeping around, blah, blah, blah. The people are saying, you ask, is your mother sleeping around? That's just a very valid question. If you don't like, you don't say it to other women. That's not fair. I mean, let's be honest and let's be fair to women. I mean, so I don't mind. It's okay. I mean, I think it's even, like I said, your insecurity is popping up. If you are working harder or you are doing your own business, I don't think you'd be thinking about other people sleeping with other people. Just be in your own space, work on your own hustle, focus on what you want to do and keep at it. I know it's tough. Trust me, it's bleeding out there. But look, we're still surviving, you know? So
I think I would also say, I wouldn't even say work hard, but like try to prioritize everything that you're doing right now. Because the little thing you can do would be able to earn you so much money. You have no idea. Like,
especially in the social media age.
Everything you are doing, just try to do it very well. You wouldn't know when it's going to pay off. Cause if you know how to take pictures, people are paying people to take pictures of them. You can make some money out of it. So just try to prioritize everything you know how to do very well. And then try and make the little amount of money you have, try and invest into something. Yeah. It might work out for you.
Invest.
Oh, yeah. Show us.
But we'll take it. That's good. That's great advice.
Show us. Give us a key.
So if you have 200.
Please, that's a different episode. No, that's a different episode. Our time is up, guys. Yeah. To wrap it up, what I would say is, just keep doing what you're doing
and don't watch nobody. Now we gonna listen to me, Baba Godin.
That's all. Mankind will give you stories. Charlie. Let me tell you something. Everything you do, whether it's good, whether it's bad, whether it's legal, whether it's illegal, somebody's going to have something to say about it.
Just do you.
Do what you need to do. I'm telling you, honestly, it's not even by wigs. It's not even by hair. It's not by makeup. No matter what you show up as long as you own a labia majora, somebody's always going to attribute something that you have done to sleeping around.
Really?
Yeah.
And if you're going to focus on things like that, baby, won't go anymore.
Yeah.
You're not going to move. You know, so don't mind the comment section. Don't mind the WhatsApp groups. Don't mind. Just be about your business and do what you need to do to get yourself where you want to do. Because in this day and age, I'm telling you, peace of mind is way more important than anything. Money is important, but peace of mind. So however you get that money, make sure that I will give you peace of mind.
Welcome to I Cry, popularly known as I Cry. When we iPhone 12, I told my bus stop that. Yes, I'm gonna miss you near my side. Sorry.
Alrighty, we're back, guys. Ooh, what a titillating conversation. You can't titillate in a moon in the air. Moon in titillating. And I'm gonna check him Google. Yeah. But anyway, we had a great time. It was very amazing and interesting to get some insights from these ladies, you know. And look, some of these conversations, all they can do is just start conversations that will hopefully incite social change. Yeah, but you know, we just want to just be catalysts for some of these important conversations that could cause change. Because day in and day out, things are changing. Yes, the culture is dynamic, but yeah, dynamic culture. Now we don't do that. Yeah. Some of the things that we used to do and practice, no, they made sense for the time and age. What's the idea? But anyway, I really enjoyed the conversation. I hope you did too. If you guys have anything to add, anything to subtract, anything, you know, do the needful. Leave a comment on our YouTube. Leave a comment on the socials. You know what I mean? Let us hear your thoughts. What are you feeling? This is one thing. I mean, these days, because I say, more and share down Trump opinions about the episodes on Twitter as much as you do. We get a lot of comments now on YouTube. I appreciate that. Thank you. And I think it's a whole new like crowd on YouTube. You know, we get like a fair amount of comments where people say their mind. Now, so being Instagram, social media is like more what I say, depending on the subject matter. But I mean, like feedback. Let us know how you feeling about the episode. How you feeling about the thoughts that were shared. Yankasa. What's your CA? Yeah. But anyway, guys, it's time for us to, you know, do what we do. You know, our new music segment. That's Q Music. Oh, yes. We have another exciting artist for you guys. Very special. We're a vocalist. And so, guys, oh my God, I need to say something else because I hate saying without much ado. No, we're not going to say that. All right, guys, gird your loins. We've got a new artist for our new music segment. This is Q Music with Annabelle Rose.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Q Music.
Hennessy and low more for your blue.
we're going to start off with the most generic question ever. Okay. Who is Annabelle Rose?
Okay, so Annabelle Rose is your favorite alternative pop artist from Ghana in the Philippines. So I aim to express freedom in all the music I make. And the goal is to be touring stadiums around the world.
Stadium tours?
Yes.
Come on. And what kind of music do you make?
So I make alternative pop music at the foundation. So I've accepted that in my delivery, I will always make pop music, but I love to fuse it with other genres. So high life, R&B, maybe some hip hop. I've done a bit of small rapping here and there. So I like to experiment, basically.
You remember the rap that you did? Can you give us like a few bars?
Okay. So this is from Pain and Pleasure with Freddie Gambini. We're moving on the two-time with the beat, so your boyfriend gotta leave, trying to keep it neat, till the peace sign when we meet, about to bring the heat, but the song keep it on the beat, so that I eat.
Yes, you eat. All right, since you're part Filipino, how much of your music is influenced by this?
So the only language I speak is English. It's very unfortunate, but I think my Filipino side shows in like the way I sing. Filipinos are big on ballads, so we have big voices. Adele is one of our biggest inspirations as a country. So, yeah.
Who is your music inspiration? Like growing up?
Growing up, okay. So, a lot of the powerhouses, so Whitney Houston, Celine Dion, I learned all their lyrics by the time I was like 8 years old. Shania Twain, for some reason. Country music.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, then complete this lyric. The night when the wind was...
so cold.
What is it like being a solo artist who's also part of a collective?
Well, it's kind of like the best of both worlds. So I can focus on my, like, being like the best solo pop star, but I also know how to rein it in and manage with a group. So it's great. I like it.
I hear that you call your fans Rosalindas. Did you watch the show?
Yeah. No, actually, my mother didn't let us watch soap operas. She said it was bad for kids. So no.
So you didn't watch it? Oh, so you don't know the theme song?
I know it. Rosalinda, I am more.
I am more. All right, let's talk about your sound. Okay, what makes an alternative pop song? What are the makings of an alternative pop song?
Okay. So I think at the basis of it, it's the experimentation that goes with a pop song. So if you say maybe you have like a very basic pop song like Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso. Now, whatever fusion that's infused into it, so maybe you have like an R&B delivery or like rock guitars in it, that's what gives that extra twist to make it alternative. So it's something that you wouldn't necessarily hear on the top charts. But I guess if you are great, you can eventually get there. Yeah.
All right. So for anybody who is just discovering you, which of your songs would you recommend should be their first listen?
Well, I feel like there's an obvious answer, but I won't go with that. I'd say my first song, Love Me or Die, it really shows my vocal strength. And that's what I want people to be introduced to in the first go. And then second is Do Not Disturb, because that one's always a jam.
It's a banger. All right. Yes. To close out, we'd like for you to do any one of your songs. Give us a little bit of, you know.
Okay. So feel me, love me, and say that you want me. Boy, I won't waste no time when you look me in the eyes. I come undone. And who brought these up? I think I've had just a little too much. Pour this drink in my cup. I've been sober enough to get me through the days. I could barely get up. You've been stuck in my head. All the things that you said always seem to drive me crazy, even though you never want to stay for long. I love the silence. I'm so sorry if I'm coming off a tiny bit too strong. But look me in the eyes and tell me how we'd rule the world and put it in a song.
Woo!
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Annabelle Rose.
Yay, thank you.
Oh my goodness, I am still not learning the lyrics to this song. It is embarrassing. But guys, it's time for us to do our shout outs. All right, this week we're going to be shouting out from Twitter, Ajebo Tweets. Yes, at Ajebo Tweets tweeted and said, I like listening to Sincerely Accra. Thank you so much for that. Like I said, if you enjoy the podcast, you do need to share. Don't hoard. Let people know that you're enjoying something good on this side. And let them also jump on the train, on the wagon. There's a bandwagon that you really want to be on. Okay? This is one that you should have FOMO about. Fear of missing out on Sincerely Accra events, activities, and fun things. Oh my God. That should not be your portion. So, quick shout out to you, Ajebo Tweets. We really appreciate it. Keep doing it. Keep sharing the love. Keep putting people on, my darling. The next one we're doing is at Danilaye, from Instagram. We recently just came back with our last episode and he was like, oh my God, this break lasted forever. I know we're a coping mechanism, but my baby, you know, we go on a break once a year in the middle somewhere, we go on a break. So you either listen to the old ones or, you know, but anyway, let me not complain. It's good that you miss us. It's good that you miss us. We love it. And that's why we are shouting you out. I love it that you left a comment on Instagram as well. You anticipating our return and we felt really welcome with this comment. So thank you so much, guys. Hey guys, listen, send us some listener letters. I know we've not done listener letters in the last two episodes, but we're going to do one in the next one. So send us some listener letters and please, listen, do not restrict yourself to only relationships and my boyfriend and my girlfriend. There's a plethora. Yes, the word is back. Plethora of things that can be happening to you. I want to hear about them. Reach out. Let us talk. Okay, real issues. Listen, therapy is very expensive. Some of you too, you don't want to go and show your face to somebody and tell them your problems. So what's the best way to do it? Write an anonymous letter to us. I can be your therapist. Girl, don't you believe in me? I can be your therapist. Nigga, you know I give good advice. So send us a letter, DM us on Twitter or Instagram, and, you know, share with us some of the things that you're going through and what you need advice on, and we will be there to give it to you. Always on time. I don't know why I'm singing this song too so much on this episode. Yeah, but anyway, guys, all too soon, we've come to the end of this amazing episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're a new listener, you made it this far. Oh my God, you are our kind of people because you actually are interested in this whack job. Thank you for making it so much to the end. If you are old and you always do this, well, girl, you know what it is. This is the part where I tell you to always check for the podcast because it's always a good time on Sincerely Accra. I want to give a quick shout out to Mr. Kwame Asantiofori. That's my co-creator and producer. Yeah. And also give a quick shout out to the GCR Network. Check them out. They have a lot of shows, guys. A lot of shows. You want to get into it, okay? Podcasting is the thing. You know what it is. My name is Joseph Inti. I am the host who does the most. Thank you guys for checking us out. Hope you come back. Hope you come back and tell people around about us, okay? Go tell them on the mountain, over the hills and far away. The Sincerely Accra is a podcast that everybody should listen to. I'll catch you on the next one. I'm going to love you and leave you, but stay safe until you see us or hear from us again. Kwame, manyomunumba.
TV. Big girl coming for the big fan sala. Everything I do, know they beat my stala. Right to the beat, know they beat my brother. No fugazi for the girl, she a bada. Time to lick your screen, you no bada. Living on my big, big dreams, no bada. Right to the beat, know they beat my brother. No fugazi for the girl, she a bada. I don't need to bada. This girl is fire. This girl is hitting every note without a paper. She just a knock up. Now you dey like up. No need to stand on tippy toe, she very gallant. Fall on me. All these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know feet. Big things for me only. Fall on me. All these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know feet. Big things for me only. Sweeter than honey. Ding-a-ling-a-ling my soul.
moving to the beat no slow. Sweeter than honey, ting-a-ling-a-ling my soul. Ting-a-ling-a-ling my soul, moving to the beat no slow. Something, and that's for sure. The music hits me, my supper soul, and that's a piece of mind. Fall on me, all these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know feet. Big, big things for me only. Fall on me, all these job blessings for me body. Any guy stress me, I know feet. Big, big things for me only. Sweeter than honey, ting-a-ling-a-ling my soul.
This has been a Gold Coast Report production.